The coordinating council has heard presentations from mobile outreach support teams, so that would be an appropriate use of these funds. Anything or program support that would help your county in addressing your needs. What's coming next is at our next meeting, we are going to present data based on the prison population and provide an analysis of what the population looks like from each county. So we're going to break down the prison population and show each county, here are the types of offenses and individuals that have been sent from your county to the Department of Corrections. And then based on that data, if the appropriation is approved and provided to the Coordinating Council will then start accepting applications for grants that could be used to administer programs to address those people who, based on the needs for your county. So as we present that data based on the prison use, based on counties, we'll use that data to determine what programs and services would service your county best in regards to reducing recidivism and ensuring public safety. That's the other piece of this, is we're trying to make sure that public safety is also enhanced. And advanced. And at the May 10th meeting, the Coordinating Council is going to be presented with a grant administration manual on what will be the parameters of the grants. And one of the issues that's been discussed is that anyone who's awarded a grant will be required to also provide services back to that will support victim services. So again, we're trying to look at all aspects of the criminal justice system here. So what's going to be really important for having every member appointed to the Coordinating Council will be to make sure that your county has its voice and perspective heard for when these grant funds are approved, to make sure we get the applications that are focused to services and treatment that are important to your county, and get that representation on the council. The council as a whole will make recommendations for the funding, and then the Sentencing Commission will make the final approval. But the intent is to at least provide some funds to every county if there's an application submitted, so that every county can get that support that you need, that, as we know, is very, in some counties, is very desperate as far as providing additional services based on what's needed in your county. So that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer, of course, any questions, and provide whatever help you need in appointing your member from Story County to the Coordinating Council. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ms. Gonzalez. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this agenda item?
I have no questions. I'm thinking we might want to have some time to counsel with staff and see if we could identify who might be our best choice for a representative.
Wonderful. Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments about this?
I don't have any questions. And Ms. Gonzalez, thank you for the presentation. And please accept our apologies. I know it's been a bit of a winding road to get to this point, and totally on our side. We've had our hands full. As I think about, I guess the one question that I would have is, you know, we're coming up on the end of an appointment cycle. Are we under the gun to get someone even for the kind of the remainder of this term? Should we be looking more towards appointing someone for the next 2-year term?
I would recommend that we look forward to the next cycle. I would say if you do find someone who is the appropriate person and you take action on that, we could formally appoint them. We could do both. We could appoint them for the remainder of the current term and then appoint them for the upcoming term, because we were going to send out letters in June to solicit and request appointments by July 1st. And so it's actually perfect timing for getting your appointment and just wrap up the end of the cycle and then get us all set for the next cycle, especially with what we're anticipating is the approval of that appropriation coming forward, so that Story County has its seat at the table in regards to what's going to be appropriate for you. And I want to thank you for your work on this. I know this coordinating council, it's new and it's been tricky to figure out, you know, who were the appropriate people. So I almost think you're in the best position to see how it's operated so far and who other counties have appointed to help you have all the information you need to figure out who's best for your county to be represented.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, you know, as I think about it, you know, we certainly at the county commission level, it may make sense for us to look for someone who's more directly involved in the criminal justice aspect of things. And although I was going to say, you know, the judge was not on the call, and so maybe we just make the appointment. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's a game of hot potato here.
Yeah.
County Manager Osborne, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners Osborne, for the record, we did work on this a little bit with Sheriff Cullen and with the District Attorney's Office, And we do have a recommended motion to appoint Assistant Sheriff Eric Kirk to serve on this, and the sheriff recommended that. And so it's up to this board what you'd like to do, but that is on the table. Thank you.
Yeah. Does that work for both of you guys? All right. Yeah. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. With the new information we've all been given, are you ready to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
Yep. So Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Eric Kern from the Sheriff's Office to serve as Story County's representative on the Nevada Local Justice Reinvestment Coordinating Council for the remainder of this term and for under the upcoming two-year term.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Ms. Gonzalez. I think Eric Kern will be a great fit.
Excellent. Thank you. We're excited to work with him, and we'll touch base on contact and get you guys all set up. Thank you again very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a nice day. All right. I'm going to ask for some consensus here from my fellow commissioners. Before we get started on the next agenda item, which is Linda Ritter presenting the results from the community workshop, would you like to entertain a 10-minute break? Does that work? Wonderful. You all right with that, Linda?
Absolutely.
All right. At this time, we're going to take a 10-minute recess. We'll be back in 10 minutes.